The oven at your local pizzeria can reach well over 800 degrees. Your oven at home? Only 500. So what's a pizza maker to do? As KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson tell us on today's Food for Thought, it helps to be friends with a potter.
Okay, Nance, like all home pizza makers, I have always lamented that I can only get my oven up to 500 degrees. And I've used pizza stones, I've got a pizza steel, which works great. But I've always thought, if only I could have one of those 800-degree professional pizza ovens, I could really make a great pie.
Yes, so?
Well, it just so happens that DeGroote and I have a potter friend, Lauren Lukens of Brace Point Pottery in West Seattle. And I said, these kilns, Lauren, how hot do they get? And he said, real hot. I said, you ever thought about making a pizza in one of these? And he said, as a matter of fact, I have. And so I called you up, and we invited a bunch of friends to act as tasters, and we did the great pizza in a pottery kiln experiment.
Let's talk about what really happened.
So I said, let's start off real hot. Lauren said, okay, how hot you want it? I said, let's start off at 1,000 degrees. He says, no problem.
Really, 1,000 degrees. I saw it with my own eyes.
Then you saw what happened 30 seconds later when we took that thing out. It was just an incinerated disc. So we thought,
Stein, I think you're exaggerating for a change. I think it looked beautiful on the top. It looked perfect. It was the bottom that was incinerated.
It took us about 3 or 4 tries of lowering the temperature. And sometimes the bottom would be okay, but the top wasn't cooked and so on. We wound up torching the top with a propane torch. And just on the side here, if you're going to get a torch for, say, finishing a creme brulee or like what we did with the pizza, don't get one of those cutesy gourmet things. Just go down to hardware and get yourself a Burns-O-Matic. They're cheaper, they'll last longer, and they're more powerful. Anyway, finally we hit the sweet spot. It turned out to be, 735 degrees. Okay, so let's talk toppings. I don't think you should have more than 2 toppings on a pizza. I brought mushrooms and some loose sausage, both of which I cooked off in advance. Simple and traditional. But you had to be fancy, Nancy.
Yeah, I did. I had to bring some quail's eggs, which I know you did not like. You rolled your eyes heavenward. And so I made a ham and egg pizza, except the ham was prosciutto. Yeah. The thing about prosciutto, and I put a little arugula on that too, is that you lay it over after you take the pizza out, and the residual heat will cook it down.
Prosciutto can't take much heat.
And one of Lauren's friends brought a wonderful pesto that we used that was a big hit with some fresh mozzarella I had brought. And I do think it's a great idea, so to speak, to grate your own cheese. I use whole milk mozzarella and a little really good fresh Parmesan Reggiano.
I just use the ready shredded Tillamook mozz. It's fine with me. And for sauce, I had made a red spaghetti sauce, you know, Sunday gravy, a few days before, and I just saved some to use on the pizza.
I just took a can of whole tomatoes, and I buzzed them with my stick blender with just a little bit of salt. That was it. I brought some of that sauce home, and Max said, what kind of sauce was that?
It has just a nice, bright, clean, fresh taste. And as for the dough, I used the recipe from Roberta's Pizzas in New York that I'll put a link to in our post. It's half and half, a double O flour in all-purpose. 2 batches, one with a 24-hour, the other with a 48-hour ferment. And not for nothing, I couldn't tell the difference.
Right, and I used the Ken Forkish recipe, the big long one overnight, and I even found some great online videos on YouTube, Ken Forkish, Elements of Pizza.
We'll have pictures, we'll have videos and all the rest of it, and we'll have a little bit more to say on the post. Thanks again to Lauren Lukens and Beth Kirchhoff of Brace Point Pottery in West Seattle for hosting this thing. It was just such a blast, in more ways than one.
And Beth, get your pal to send me her pesto recipe.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Feel the burn.
And at 1,000 degrees, you will listen.
He's Dick.
Kiln me softly.
Stein.